If you want to, go ahead and turn with us to the 9th chapter of St. John. The blind man that had been touched by Jesus. And he came to Christ blind, and Christ got some clay from the ground, and he anointed this man's eyes, and he came to see. Then the Pharisees began to be in question of how in the world that this miracle had come to pass. And they was pretty much in interrogation of the man that had received his sight. When I thought about this and when I read this, I thought, Lord, when we are truly blessed of him, it's going to be something that we cannot deny. That no matter who asks us, we're going to know that it was Jesus that did it for us. And I praise him tonight for the good things that he does in our lives. I just count my blessings every day, and I'm able to go on another step. And it causes me to worship, and it causes me to have joy. I just feel such a presence of the Holy Ghost right now just to speak comfort over you. And I want to remind you of what a life is that has an abundance of Christ. It's a life that's fulfilled. It's a life with meaning. And I just thank him for his blessings. They doubted this blind man even to the point that he called for his parents. And they came forward and said, well, he's able to speak for himself. Ask him. But they were confounded by the fact that this miracle had came to pass by a man that walked amongst them. And this began to go on. And Jesus, in verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees were with him, heard these words, and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto him, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. You continue to read on, and he begins to bring out the passages of the sheep and the good shepherd to try to bring clarity a little bit to their understanding of how these sorts of miracles had come to pass. In another way that we begin to read this, it says in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. And I'll stop reading right there. And all I want to share with you tonight is I'm glad that he is my good shepherd. I'm glad that everything else that I tried to put in my life and do didn't amount to anything. And in fact, those pleasures would flee from me. But the one thing that I've been able to stand on in all the times when I've preached or when I've just went through things in life was that I had a good shepherd about me. And hallelujah, when you have a good shepherd in your life, he takes care of you and he goes forth with you and he understands what it means to keep the sheep together. And I praise the Lord for the Spirit of God that keeps his sheep. It'll speak to you in times when you're weary and be of comfort to you. And hallelujah, when I think about my good shepherd, I know his voice. And when you're in the center of the fold of God, no other voice will you follow. And I'm glad that one day when he saved my life, that I began to hear his voice lead me. And I began not to follow the strangers that was out in this world. You see, there's many voices that's going to try to come to bring discouragement to you, to try to pull you away from the will of God, but I know that you know that we know that we know the voice of the good shepherd, and we know as we call on him how he speaks to us just to what we need. He knows our name, he knows the very hairs on our head, and he knows the number of those that's on our head. So I am not weary tonight, and I'm not afraid, but as I pray, I hear his voice and I hear him calling. Hallelujah. He's calling us to not follow after the voices of strangers, the voices of deception. Don't be pulled away by any old thing that would try to lead you into destruction, but follow the voice of Jesus Christ that says, I am the door of the sheep. He is the way to life, church. He's the way to joy. He's the way to eternal life. He is the way to refuge. He is the way to healing. He is the way way to unity. He is the way to the anointing. He's the way that will lead us in all the troubles. Don't be weary tonight. Know that we serve the Good Shepherd. Know that we're not afraid because we have the assurance that He is our voice. Oh, it just makes me praise. Sometimes He comes by my way in an audible voice and just says, I'm here. And other times when I've been weary and frustrated in life, He comes by as a peace and a wind and says, come on, get up. Don't give up. Come, I am. Oh, I feel the Lord. He is a shepherd that will keep you safe. Don't have to worry about all the things that we face, but He has that staff and He has the rod to not only lead us, oh, but to put the enemy on the run. You will not even listen to the devil when he speaks when you begin to recognize the voice of God that speaks to you. Oh, I'm glad I know His voice. He's picking us up even now. I'm glad I know His voice. Oh, I praise You, Lord. Don't be weary, church. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Don't be weary by the cares of life. They're temporary and will pass away one day, but knowing the Good Shepherd means that when it's all said and done, and when we went through our last mile and we draw our last breath, hallelujah, there is a better hope for eternal life. And all the sorrows we face now, oh, they'll pass away. And all the things we were tried with, oh, they'll begin to pass away. Oh, there's salvation, there's refuge in Jesus Christ. Sometimes that staff come by, just give us a little tap, just to remind us that He's there. Shepherd will take the time to clean the things off of a sheep that other people would have just left on there. When a sheep is lost, He goes looking for it. And when we get stuck in the thickets and thorns of things that we go through, how He comes by with a strong hand and a gentle hand, and how that He knows the very moment that you need Him in the greatest of ways. And I know that I know that I know today that I feel that gentle hand coming right now to 13th Street here to pick you up and say, I know that you're stuck, but I'm reaching out to you and I'm giving you a better hope. And don't be afraid, don't be alarmed of the wolves around you. He will protect you. Oh, I just praise Him to know that I'm saved today. I don't have to worry. I don't have to lay down at night in fear. But I know that He's there. Oh, I thank You, Lord Jesus. I just praise Him tonight. Oh, David, oh, in the midst of his joy, wrote, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The voices may come by to lead you to temptation, but you'll turn it away. I'm rejoicing. I rejoice that He's going out to those that feel lost and giving them that tug and draw of His Spirit. Listen, the Holy Ghost is not something to fear. It's something just to embrace. It is a gentle hand reaching out to you to say, would you come? Would you receive of me? I praise. And then when I'm low, He picks me up. A shepherd will clean off everything, no matter what sins, no matter what we've done. It doesn't matter. When I think about when my sins, and I can imagine my sins was a great big lot. Can you? I just hear the sound of when they hit that sea of forgetfulness. I see the splash that it made, and I think, God, You changed me. Lord, You molded me into something new. And I see the ripple effect of what happens when people see that I'm changed. They begin to see the almighty presence of God stirred in my heart. Oh, just let the Holy Ghost, oh, remind you that all the things we walked before are passed away. Today is a new day. Today is a day of salvation. If you feel lost, know that He's right here, right now, to be a refuge. Hallelujah. He is a loving God. His arms are wide open, ready to receive you. Oh, if you just believe, the door swings wide open, and you can run away from that trouble. You can say goodbye to to those cares of life, and you'll know that you're empowered by something that will last you from day to day to day. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. Cleans it all off. He shears his sheep, and he'll stay with them through the midnight. Won't go to sleep, but watches for the wolves. And when we have a hireling come by, or things out in this world that attempt to try to take care of you, they will fail. At the first sign of trouble, the substance that we partake in doesn't last. Or the comforts that we get from television, or the comforts we get from things that draw us away from God, they'll flee. When trouble comes, it flees. TV doesn't mean a thing when you feel trouble in your heart. Hallelujah. A phone call to your friend won't do you a bit of good. When trouble comes, a hireling will run away. But the good shepherd is one that is right there with you. Praise the Lord to know that we have his voice to lead us, that we're never in a place where we're lost. I just want to remind you of the good shepherd that you have. Don't be led astray. Just remember his gentle hand is moving for this place. What I love about a shepherd is that he does not care whether a sheep is spotted or whether it's white. There is no difference one to another. When he saves you from trouble, it's the same God that saved me from trouble. And oh, hallelujah, I am one of that fold. It says in the word like this that we are his heir and his kinship. And what it is to know that I have brothers and sisters that know that we're being led by God, to know that we're going to be all right. Is it well with you tonight? Hallelujah. I just encourage you while we're sitting here and you feel the spirit lingering, that you just take a moment to say, is all well with me? And am I trusting in him? And if you're unsure, don't be afraid. Know that tonight that God is here to move for your life. Know that tonight the good shepherd is ready, hallelujah, to pull you out of anything, any mess, hallelujah. Doesn't matter what kind of mess you could form, he can get you out, hallelujah. When they begin to talk about the time, oh, when Abraham and Isaac was going through, there was a ram that was in that thicket. And that was a prophetic word. That was a ram, a male of one, hallelujah, that would begin to be the sacrifice that was done for us. And I know that as it says in the word, and you read it, he said that I love my sheep because I lay down my life for them. There's nobody else in this world that you could find that is without sin and that would love you enough to lay down their life for you. But I believe, oh, in my Savior, and I know what he did, and it's cleansed me, it's changed me, it's made me a brand new man. I trust in the good shepherd, and I'm not afraid to praise him when he has those good things about us, willing to lay down his life for us. Are you blessed tonight? Do you hear the voice of the good shepherd? It's just encouraging you. I'm here with you. I'm here to save you. I'm here to help you. We've got loved ones out there. I know we've got friends and family that desperately need a change. And I say this with all the love that's in my heart. Follow the shepherd's voice, and he will give you a shepherd's love. And he'll help you be the gentle hand to somebody when they're in great need. And you'll have a love in you that will push past the thickets. You'll get scratched up here and there to get somebody that's lost. But Christ said that I was persecuted first. He went through it all for our suffering so that we could have access to God and that we could be his kinship and his disciples. That's in this present day. So what can we do, Jared? Just be assured in your heart and don't be afraid of what's out there. And when you go after somebody, go to them with a shepherd's love. And go to them and know in your heart when you go that he is with you and that what you give them will bring them out of that trouble. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. I'll read one last part of this. I feel like God is blessing greatly. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. The only way that we're going to truly feel the rest in peace in our life is to seek him and go through Christ as the door. For me personally, pride is one of those things that's a daily thing. Too proud to let go and trust God. Too proud to trust him with our loved ones and are continually trying to fight for them in prayer all the time. But when we get frustrated, we tend to lose our motivation to pray. Or when we don't see something come to pass, we tend to get discouraged. But if you go through Christ, Listen, you may be praying for something for 20 years, but every day that you seek Him, He'll give you the comfort and He'll give you the rest. Whatever it is that you need, He will bring you through it. And by your faith, you'll see mountains be moved and cast on out of the way. There's nobody that's too far gone, that's too lost, that's too sick, that's too afflicted, that God cannot save. And oh, I thank Him to know that I wasn't too lost, and nor were you. And His gentle hand came by and picked you out of where you were. And I just rejoice tonight to know that we've been pulled out of every situation. That there's so many testimonies and journeys in here. But use what God has given you. And when He speaks to you, don't be afraid. If it's a song, sing it. But be that love to somebody. Let them see that you are trusting in the Good Shepherd. I hope that blessed your heart. And I sow it into your spirit in the name of Jesus. That we remember this as we go out of here, that God is a God of love. He's a God of love. He's all about you. He is with you. Say, He's with me. He's with you. He's all about everything that you're going through. And I love you tonight. Let's hold each other up in prayer. We're of one fold, and one body, one family. Oh, I hold you up as my family. And I believe, as you believe, that we're going to begin to see those things happen. And for those things that are already happening, we're going to believe that it's going to continue to happen. And we should not neglect to rejoice when we see one into the fold. Hallelujah. That's one of the best praises you'll ever experience in your life, is when you rejoice for someone's salvation, or that you rejoice for somebody's healing. It may not have been you, and you may not have got healed in the moment, and somebody else got healed. Praise God for it. There's no better praise that you'll ever have than to rejoice for somebody else. When you see somebody come through, that praise, it's the easiest praise you'll ever have. It just causes you to know that God's real. It causes you to know that He's still moving. And when we hear testimonies, it's a sign of life. It's a sign of hope to others that's following His voice.